Welcome back.
Welcome back. Welcome back.
It's your boy Marco. why am I doing that for you? You
just give me a second. Let me get my shit together. Damn.
I mean, it's a podcast. Come on, come on.
No, okay.
Well, shit.
Damn, who is that?
That's the school.
Bill collectors.
No, bill collectors do not call me because I make sure I pay my shit. That's real true. But no, that's the school, the kids' school. And what I don't like about the school, just while we own that, they call like at any time of the day. Like,
would they be calling on a Sunday? Right.
Yeah, this late in the evening. I don't know.
But what they be calling for? What?
I mean, just any and everything. Today it was a fire drill. Tomorrow after school, this and that is happening. Every other week it was a threat to the school. Somebody said they gonna shoot the shit up. Like, so they call you all day.
Well, I guess what it is probably they're just trying to get people informed. You know, get the parents informed of what the fuck is going on.
They call email you. Then they post it on Facebook. Like, yeah, damn, it's over communication at this point.
Well, you can
never... Don't call my phone!
You can never be over-prepared when you're dealing with people's kids, okay?
That's a fact. I mean, but when it's an emergency, sure. But sometimes, like, for real, it just be like, oh, tomorrow is the PTA meeting. If you don't email me that... But how you doing?
I'm good. I'm just ready to get into these topics. I've been really thinking about a lot of shit over the week. So, just been... You know, letting that shit marinate and preparing for what we got to talk about.
Okay, well, I didn't prepare that much because during the week I was studying for an exam. But I'm here.
Which you passed.
Yay.
Come through.
But I'm ready. So, what we have to do, you all, it was a lot of stuff that we have spoken about on the podcast. So, we just have a few recaps for y'all. So, let's get right into it. Kanye West.
Right. Okay. So somebody like pretty much reached out to you and was just like,
yeah, one of our listeners,
right,
was trying to figure out why are you saying that Kanye, you know, West is blasphemous.
Right. So my thing is, anybody that claims to be God, okay,
he said I'm Jesus.
No. It wasn't even on that part, because he had a conversation. And it was a conversation in regards to, you know, how he identified himself. Like, you know, I'm not going to be like no slave. I'm not going to, you know what I'm saying? So he's going to like sing his praises. So I'm God. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's like the highest level. You know what I'm saying? Like.
Yeah. So would you say like Jay-Z and like Nas and all of them, or even Erykah Badu, like a lot of artists, they think they're more spiritually aware.
But you can't say that you're a God, though.
That's what I'm saying. Yes, they do. Like Nas, Jay-Z, all of them. Jay-Z called himself what? Jehovah at one point. Mm-hmm. A Jigga. Yeah.
Yeah, to me.
So they all be like, I'm a God.
Listen.
So it's not necessarily God. Nobody thinks they're
at
God.
At the end of the day, you using that word God in that way, at the end of the day, it's just blasphemous.
You know remember what I'm back in the day when people used to be like, what up, God? Like.
No,
said,
I didn't.
God's on earth.
No. Anyway, no. So in addition to that, I feel like he disrespected Jesus. Like, you know, the whole.
Why did I call himself Jesus?
That, not really so much, but the whole cover of your album, Jesus, with the upside down cross. Like, to me, that's disrespectful in itself. You know what I'm saying? Like, this is the point of blank in the period. Then on the Rolling Stone cover magazine, you had the whole, you know, the whole crown shit. Like, well, not the crown, the, what Jesus had on his head? Well, it was the crown of thorns, right? You know what I'm saying? So, my thing is, to me, that's the reason why, like, you were bound to go through some bullshit. You know what I'm saying? Like, God was going to take you through some shit to bring you back to where you needed to be. And I feel like he fell off. You know what I'm saying? Like, again, people, you know, saying that like he had mental illnesses and whatever. And I agree to that. You know what I'm saying? But at the end of the day, the nigga fell off and, you know, he had to come correct in front of God. So there is a Bible verse that I pulled up.
Come through.
So, you know, be not deceived. God is not mocked. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
For whatsoever A man soweth, that shall he also reap. Galatians verse chapter 6, verse 7 and 8. Okay? So at the end of the day, you already know. So at the end of the day, because of the fact that you was on some shit, to me, this is my opinion, like you was, like, you know, low-key disrespectful. So you always gonna reap what you sow. So that's all I have to say about that. You know what I'm saying? Like, I've always been paying attention to Kanye West and what he had going on, but I just feel like, to me, it was just disrespectful. So.
Okay.
Yeah.
Next up, we have Angela Yee. She definitely kind of made her media rounds regarding her and Charlamagne's situation when he did that interview with Gucci Mane. So she wasn't feeling that shit. And
she unfollowed him. She unfollowed Charlamagne after, you know, Charlamagne conducted the interview with Gucci Mane and felt like he was not loyal to her. You know what I'm saying? Like, you allowed Gucci. She feels like he allowed Gucci to, like, say certain things about.
He did.
You know,
He, like, laughed it off, and that's the only thing I didn't like about it. Like, it's okay to let people speak their minds about how they feel, but when they disrespect somebody that you're close to, that's when you have to be like, okay, nah, you don't gotta say that, or I'm not gonna let you say that.
Well, you know Charlamagne is not gonna check Gucci, because Gucci would've just smacked the fuck out of his ass at that point. You know what I'm saying? Like, it would've just been a nigga, I'm gonna knock your ass out. So he was playing it cool.
Just off a simple, hey, you don't have to call her bitch, or can you not speak about her that way right now in front of me?
The nigga's probably scared.
Oh, God. No.
I don't know. But anyways, I'm just saying, to me, Angela, you can't be that fucking pressed that he didn't do that shit, because when The Breakfast Club had an interview with Mano and Uncle Murda came and talking about K. Michelle and how, you know, you remember they were saying, like, her pussy stank and shit. You know what I'm saying? Uh-huh. Angela, you was over there laughing, you know, with that whole shit also. So then K. Michelle had an issue. Like, okay, as a female, for you to sit there and allow grown-ass man to sit there and disrespect me, that shit was not cool.
Yeah, but she doesn't work with cable.
It doesn't matter. Like, you talking about loyalty. Like, at the end of the day, be loyal to your sister, too. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's what I'm saying.
No, you're not going to compare. Like, no.
No?
This here is a workplace issue. Like, should you...
What was that question?
Should you be loyal to your coworkers? Like, do you consider them as friends? You know what I mean? Like, what should boundaries be set? Should you expect them to ride for you like your real friends that you consistently talk to and hang out with would? You know what I'm saying?
I mean, I don't feel like we're work friends, right?
Right.
We're work friends, but if it goes to a point where it goes a little bit beyond being work friends, then again, I would, if somebody was talking about me, I would, you know, because you, at this point, you know me outside of the environment of work. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So at that point, I would expect, like, the people that I fuck with, so if somebody's over here talking shit about me or saying anything about me, I would want you to address them, like, yo, don't, you know what I'm saying? Like, don't say that shit or whatever.
Listen, that's the right thing to do, but what I've learned in life is that when it comes to work, people don't give a fuck.
Right.
I know. No matter how close
I know that shit. Right.
Outside of work, soon as you enter back into that work building, it's like people's mind just switch and they don't know you. They don't give a fuck. It's all about them and how they feel.
Right.
Move forward. So you have to expect the unexpected. So with that being said, I wouldn't even suggest really getting that close to people you work with.
True. Okay.
Like, just set boundaries. No matter how much you think they rock with you or you rock with them, just expect them to get on that bullshit if push come to shove.
Right.
And it sucks that you have to think like that, but experience has taught me
that
work friends ain't work friends. Period.
I mean, they could be work friends.
I mean, they're not your real friends.
You know what I'm saying? So you just treat them accordingly. Y'all could kiki and have a good time at work.
Well, even if y'all go out and have a few drinks after that, still don't.
No, I mean, if you going out for drinks every other day, that means we're sharing personals.
It don't matter. You was close as hell with somebody, so was I. Shit goes down but that was, at work.
That, okay.
Right.
Right.
Niggas get into that building and they whole thought process, chemicals is not balanced no more in their brain. Like, it just, something happens, but you cannot trust people you work with. no matter how much y'all.
So if we, so okay, so if we were, if we was working at the same job or whatever, so you wouldn't trust me. Bitch, you have to think. Do y'all like? She has to think about that shit. You see?
No, you know what? When it can't, when it comes to work.
Oh, so no, no.
I would trust you outside of work.
Wow, that's crazy. But when it came no, you to see, stuff
inside of work, I would just like it will always be just a little bit. No, of
you
doubt.
See, you see, and this is that's fucked up. That's fucked up.
So how you gonna tell me that's fucked up for how I feel? You
can't. No, tell no, me no. That's be, fucked up for how well, feel. Look at the end of the, that just goes to show like that's a whole trust like for yeah. me. Okay, you see, and for me,
problem. You be trusting people too much. And to
so
me,
I shouldn't trust you if we were working together. I shouldn't trust you.
You should, but if you don't, I'm not offended because it's understandable. Period.
Touche.
Like it's understandable.
Look, you see, that's my issue. My loyalty runs so deep.
And I know that to be true. I really do. But when it's the work stuff going on, okay. People do some other all shit.
All right. You touche.
Hey, stop it. Don't you like seriously stop it. Like you really shouldn't. I feel no kind of way about that.
I'm just saying though, like, hey, touche.
But yes, he should have said something, but should she really, you know, be like, I'm not fucking with you no more?
But I mean, I obviously they still work together, and I feel like what it is to me, I just feel like Charlamagne is like getting himself ready to like go solo and do his own thing. How do you think the Breakfast Club will survive without Charlamagne? Because I've seen some of the interviews with just, you know, Angela Yee and DJ Envy, and the shit's be boring. I ain't gonna lie. I feel like, you know, Charlamagne gives it a different
Angela
vibe.
Will always thrive, no matter what she
right,
does.
Right. I mean, because she does have, like, other shit going
DJ
on, right?
DJ Envy? No.
Not enough personality?
Mm-mm. He's not interested. Like, right. He is so surface level. All he cares about is materialistic stuff.
Right.
When he does interview people, he asks dumbass questions that don't make any sense. Right,
yeah.
So
yeah, he do ask those weird-ass, goofy-ass
so
questions.
So it can survive with Angela or with Charlamagne, you know what I mean? So if DJ Envy if has one of the other, right. Yeah, it'll still okay. survive. But if one of the, if both of them drop off, DJ Envy? Yeah. We'll never think about that man again.
Right.
Seriously.
I mean, I've watched a few interviews with just them two, and I'm just like, this shit is just putting me to sleep. Like,
and it's the morning. It's the Breakfast right. Club. I'm trying to wake up.
So, all right. Okay. All right.
So, remember a few months ago, Jeffrey Epstein, the affluent white man who knew everybody, billionaire, mm-hmm. the one who they say killed himself.
Right, right.
He was in jail for sex trafficking or mm-hmm. whatever. And he knew everybody. Donald Trump.
He knew Donald Trump. The Clinton. Like, the Clinton. He knew the whole shit shebang. Like, he knew every... all
ministers.
All the billionaires. Yeah. All the powerful people. Prince Andrew. Mm-hmm. Like, he knew... He was well connected.
Right. So, he finally got caught and he went to jail. And then, like, a few weeks later, he was found dead in his jail cell. Mm-hmm. So, everybody was like, this sound fishy.
Right.
Because he knew too much stuff. Like... he's protecting somebody, or somebody is mm-hmm. like trying to get him killed so that they can be protected and they shit don't come out.
Right.
So we all suspected that it was not a suicide.
Of course.
Right.
We definitely knew that. Right.
Wasn't working.
That the shit sound like some movie supposed, at some movie.
Really
right.
Is.
Right.
And you mm-hmm. know they gonna make a movie about it. I can't wait to watch it.
Right.
But anyway, so the autopsy results are revealing that it was possibly a homicide instead of a suicide.
Right.
Okay, so science don't lie, and we'll be on the lookout tune to hear in, because
I'm interested to see how deep this rabbit hole goes and if it's gonna touch the clit.
Listen, stop it.
No, for
money
real.
Like this is involved. First of all, you gotta follow the money. So they already killed Tim, right? That they cut off one channel.
Mm-hmm.
So, if money isn't coming in somewhere, it's going to be hard kind of to follow it.
Listen.
Somebody gonna pay off the coroner's office. So, like, I don't think we ever
are. They need to look into the Clintons. Stop it. I'm for real.
No.
I'm
not putting that on them.
Look, at the end of the day, they had some dealings, okay? And you know Hillary Clinton always cleaning up her husband's mess. So at the end of the day,
you want her to be the president. Come on now. What you talking about?
I mean.
So you wanted a murderer to be, well, allegedly, what you
at
think?
At the time, okay?
I was fucking
with Hillary Clinton, like, heavy and whatever. But at the end of the day, like, because I'm now a progressive, I just don't fuck with moderate Democrats. You know what I'm saying? Like, I just don't do it. So now it's just like my eyes has not been opened. Okay, so I see shit differently now. You know.
Listen, let's bring this back in. Out of all of the people that could want this man dead, you want to just put that on?
I'm just not gonna say it's just only them. I'm just like, you know, looking that direction first.
Come on, how about that? Trump is friends with the freaking Russians. Russians are known for killing people.
You know what?
Right?
Wait. Come on, man. Let me tell you. Because you know, Prince Andrew was caught doing some bullshit too. So I wouldn't put it past the royals to end that nigga too.
We don't know, but this is some good stuff, and I cannot wait
right.
to hear more. Even though I still don't think we will. It's gonna always be like conspiracy theories around it.
Right.
Unless somebody hacks into somebody's system and leaks the information. That's the only way we'll find out the truth, T. Listen, why people call me
all right, my fault.
So this is my question. This is something a little bit more personal that I've been thinking about.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know how, like, with the online dating and stuff, naturally, if I meet you on anywhere, like, outside of personal interactions,
if I meet
you on the internet, Instagram, Facebook, Snapchat, Tinder, all that shit, the first thing I'm doing is looking you up. Period. Google.
But do you have the person's last name already? Because I'm pretty sure if you're just meeting them, I don't think they're going to give you, oh, my name is... You know, do you provide your first and last name when you first meet somebody?
No, but that shit easy right there. What's your Instagram? They give you Instagram. You go on their Instagram, somebody going to say their first and last name, or they might even have
their
last name. Mm-hmm. And then from there on out, you just do your investigative research.
And you'll find what you need to do.
And you'll find out what you're looking for. So with that being said, what do you think? Because recently, somebody I know had met someone online, and they went to look them up, and they couldn't find nothing. Not a LinkedIn page,
mm-hmm.
Facebook, not an address, a phone number, like nothing. And this is 2019. Is that suspicious to you? No digital fingerprint at all.
Right. I mean,
I don't know. In 2019.
Would it be concerning to me? I don't know. I think I might just ask at that point. Right?
Yeah. It was like, why can't I find you online?
Like, you'll just have to ask.
And then people come up with all kind of shit. Oh, you know, I was in the military. Or, oh, I don't do this internet stuff.
So, in your friend's case, what was the... Did she ask? Did the person... Like, what happened?
His story was that he was in the military for a long time, so he wasn't really...
engaged in like, social media and shit?
Yeah.
Okay. So y'all not believing that?
No, I don't think it's possible in 2019 for you not to have nothing online.
So the concern is you're no longer fucking with the person because you can't find no identity online.
Right. No, because I cannot confirm that you are who you say you are in 2019. Like, even if you don't have social media, it's still just something is going to pop up because one of your relatives probably had you listed at their address before. Like, something always pops up.
Mm-hmm.
Even if it's, like I said, if it's just an address or a phone number, something always pops up.
Right.
So if nothing pops up at all, I'm looking at you kind of sideways because, again, is this your real name? Is this your real date of birth?
So I'm going to
Google. Have you never looked for a job? Like, you know what I'm saying?
I'm going to Google and I'm going to see if I see anything about what I have going on.
Mm-hmm.
So let's see. I put my first and last name. Okay, they pulled up a lot of people, you know, with the same name.
You're not on Google. That's Facebook.
Well, I put my name in Google, and then it was able to take me to Facebook.
Oh, see? Your name popped up. You see what I'm saying? So, like, something always pops up. So, that's suspicious, Mark.
So y'all not, you
wouldn't be kind of suspicious of that? That's, like... You trying to make me feel like I'm crazy.
No, I'm not trying to make you feel like I'm crazy. I'm trying to
understand. You better check your male privilege. That is what's going on right now. Us women, we got to freaking look at stuff like this all the time because mm-hmm. we are always concerned about our safety. Mm-hmm. Look at you. You just like, oh, whatever.
No, I'm trying to get to a point where I'm understanding the concern. Okay.
See, men don't think like that because y'all don't really have to worry about y'all safety that much when meeting people because it's like, okay, I'll get your ass.
We still gotta fucking worry about our safety. You just never know.
Think that somebody can overpower you.
Okay. All right. I mean, I'm just agree that it's understandable to feel concerned. Because you just don't know. When you have a lot of questions and like when there are a lot of questions in your head, it does, you know, make for an uncomfortable situation. So I get it.
And these niggas be lying.
You so damn dumb.
They do.
Okay. Well.
So, it's gonna possibly be a Murder Inc. reunion.
A Murder Inc. reunion. So Irv Gotti, you know, was on the Growing Up Hip Hop. Do you watch that show?
Yeah.
You do?
Yeah.
Okay. So Irv Gotti, you know, he wants to do a whole reunion tour and bring, you know,
it's murder.
Honestly, like, I fucked with Murder Inc.
Yeah.
Did you like Murder Inc. or G Unit? Which one were you fucking with in the back in the day?
Murder Inc. I liked them better, but mm-hmm. I definitely rock with G Unit too. But Murder Inc. was the better crew to me,
right?
All around, because they have variety.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. G Unit, they had for like the R&B part was Olivia, and she was dry.
You know, Olivia was kind of she's
a pretty face. That's it.
Right,
that's
but you know, with Murder Inc. I loved all the duets with Jarwin and Ashanti. Like, that shit was always lit. So, Irv is saying that because of his past dealings with Ashanti, he don't feel comfortable enough with bringing her back on tour.
Does she even want to go on tour? Because she stay booked and busy.
She do stay booked and busy, but I feel like you can't have a murdering tour without Ashanti.
You definitely
like
can.
She was definitely one of the after Ja Rule, the second biggest artist on the roster that murdering had.
But he need her. She don't need him. So why are we even having this conversation without him trying to do what he needs to do?
So you know he feels some type. Okay, so if no one knew, they had a whole romantic relationship, and this was going on.
Which is so weird to me because I thought she had better taste.
Oh damn! You go in on this nigga.
I'm not, but he ain't never looked like nothing to me. So cause that Nelly is fan. He a rapist.
Oh shit. But,
allegedly.
Right.
But he's very handsome. That one right there. And he was older than her.
Right.
I just don't see it.
So, I mean, so, you know, they had a whole romantic relationship while he was separated with his wife. And so, when the whole Murder Inc. bullshit was happening and all the scam, you know, with the whole G-Unit, you know, attacking, and then you had Irv Gotti, you know, with the whole money laundering thing, like, so the Murder Inc. brand was starting to, you know, fade away and whatever, and so Ashanti stuck through it until she couldn't no more, and then she, you know, end up leaving. So I guess Irv feels some type of way because she left.
Fuck him.
Right.
I know it sounds like I'm coming for him. But
Why are you mad about that? Right.
At the end of the day, people have to do what's best for them. And if I see that the road you're trying to take down is the wrong road, and y'all really into it with some gangsters, they talking about shooting shit up, niggas going to jail, fuck you.
Right. And no, I mean, at the end of the day, Ashanti did stay. Like, she stayed through a lot of the whole shit.
Right.
But then the crazy ass thing, she didn't know that Irv was stopping a lot of opportunities for her. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people wanted to work for her.
And he was a hater, low-key.
Like, a lot
she
of...
She did the right thing.
A lot of people wanted to work for her, and you know, Jermaine Dupri, a lot of people. So when she, you know, got released from, you know, Murder Inc. or whatever, so now she was doing her own thing. When she was working with other artists, they were like, yo, I didn't know you was mad cool, because you know, the way it was making, the way it was looking, it was just like you was that untouchable one, like you was hard to work with, and it was because of Irv Gotti, you know, doing and whatever. So, you know, even she had a whole issue with Keisha Cole, when Keisha Cole, she didn't even know Keisha Cole wanted to even work with her. You know what I'm saying? And then
that was not gonna even sound right anyway. Like me,
but still, is that's besides the point. The point is like there was opportunities for her. And
he was blocking a lot.
So and
what are we talking about right
so
now?
So my whole thing is should he, you know, should Ashanti be a part of the whole murdering tour? Like, should he just give that shit up?
Bygones be bygones, sure.
But I feel like
he needs to take a lot of accountability.
Right.
Don't be sitting there trying to blame her.
For leaving, right.
Like, you gotta forgive her, because she was a young woman in this industry, and to me, anytime a young woman like that is dealing with an older man,
right,
you low-key took advantage of her. So, and then you got your wife on the show saying, like, oh, if she come on tour, how long would the tour be? She over here pressed about something that's 15 years old, trying to make Ashanti look.
Right.
Like, you trying to shame her.
Right.
Like, get out of here.
But, I mean, she wasn't a hoe because y'all were separated.
Right. So, why are you trying to make it seem like she was?
I mean, so, my thing is, a grudge don't hurt nobody.
So, y'all already started messy. You know what I'm saying?
I mean...
I won't work with them.
The way I look at it, a grudge don't hurt nobody but the one who is holding it. Okay. So, at this point, Irv, like, let it go and make this money.
No. If I was Ashanti, now that I'm thinking about it, no.
But I mean, it's money to be made, though.
She can do it on her own.
But
they coming about it.
The fans need it. If y'all gonna give a tour, give the whole tour. They gonna have Fabulous. They gonna have Fat Joe. They gonna have Lil Mo.
We not supporting Fabulous.
What's going on with Fabulous?
Come on.
Oh, with the whole
shit.
Everybody
know he knocked the old girl teeth out.
Oh. I'm just saying, okay?
I personally don't need a Murder, Inc. tour.
Damn.
I don't.
But you were just singing them praise like you like.
I didn't sing them all of those praises.
You didn't sing them, but you was fucking with them, right?
I did, but
so
that
why
don't
not?
Mean I want to go relive the past. I don't.
So it's not worth it. It's
not to me. I wouldn't be paying to go on the tour at all.
Okay.
I'll catch it on YouTube. So, they should have came correct. When they were speaking about it on Love and Hip Hop, they should have been singing her praises. Said, hey, we had some stuff going on behind the scenes, but we really trying to make it happen. That's the way to get people on your side. But not sitting here talking about all the negative shit and actually putting her name into it, and then you think she's going to come and be like, sure.
Right.
Uh-uh.
Well, okay. Shit.
Speaking of beefs. Okay, so listen here, right? This is the thing. So people who try to make their living off of the media, or like, you know, talk shows, podcasts, radio shows, all of that, you're making a career off of your opinion.
Right.
And so the number one person who does this is Wendy, right? So at this point, people shouldn't be so pressed
and so
about her opinion,
right?
But sometimes she goes below the belt. And if you are in this realm and you doing this shit, like, we talk our shit,
we always,
but I
right.
really really try not to just throw people all the way under there. I try not to. I probably just did on this episode though, with that Irv Gotti. But I get so upset when it, like, men are just, like, manipulators and stuff. That really upsets me. But, with that being said, they have each other contacts. Wendy, at this point, you're a celebrity, mm-hmm. and you kind of gonna run into some of these circles with these people that you talking shit about.
But I mean, some of the stuff are just facts, though. Like, she's repeating facts, and she's, you know, incorporating it with her own opinions. But at the end of the motherfucking day,
so it's, you don't still think facts. You don't think nothing can be a little bit below the belt?
Nothing can be below the belt. If it's facts.
What did they say on Housewives? They said some stuff is like fun shade.
Right.
And then other stuff is like cruel shade. You see what I'm saying? I feel like we do fun shade a little here.
We'll play it. So
Wendy Williams and Nicki Minaj got into it over some stuff that Wendy said on her show about Nicki's new husband, Kenneth Petty.
Right. So this is exactly what she said, and let's give the people a little thing to talk about.
There are some naysayers who say, why did you marry this guy, Kenneth Petty? So she's Nicki Minaj Petty. Well, she announced the news on her Instagram last night by showing the Mr. and Mrs. Muggs and the bride and groom hat. So we are to assume she's married. But I think that she probably will start a family right away. And can you imagine a burgeoning belly with these burgeoning hips? I mean, the plastic of it all. You know what I mean? And she's going to have a big belly, and she's short, and she's got the boobs and the hips. And I don't know what he does for a living. I just know that he did time in jail for, he's a sex offender. Well, she's no stranger to that, because her is in jail for
sex offending.
For sex offending. Well, first degree manslaughter. Now, he served 7 years in prison, and he's also a sex offender. So that means that he is a manslaughter, a killer.
Yeah.
Oh, that's okay. So he's a killer and a sex offender. Well, Nicki, congratulations.
That was ugly. So what did Nicki have to say back to that? Because I would have been offended if somebody spoke about me like that, even if it was
true. Right.
They told us that he placed our sins into the sea of forgetfulness. So how can you remember something that God already forgot? How can you blast a bunch of rappers and interview a bunch of rappers that all they do is talk about shooting and killing, then continue to mention somebody that actually did that, who served their time and paid their debts to society? But that's why Kevin was on that island chilling, and I can't.
Kevin is Nicki's, it's Wendy's ex-husband.
Right.
Okay, so.
I mean, my thing is just like, there is no rules when it comes to throwing shade. There's everything is fair game. You know what I'm saying? Like when you're in a battle with somebody, we can talk. I'ma just talk my shit, and hopefully your feelings don't get that hurt. You know what I'm saying?
What?
Yeah. So but
did she have to add the stuff about that's a whole lot of plastic?
Okay, but the thing but prior, even before this whole situation, they already had their beef. And
that I didn't know about.
Okay, so Nicki already talked shit about, you know, she looking like a capital P. You know, all this shit about her body. So, okay, we throwing shit about,
both
you know, body shit.
Both of them have to stop body shaming because, number one, Nicki, you had no body before you had
right.
the enhancements. And then, Wendy, like, you got the worst kind of boobs ever. So, you can't be talking about Nicki body. Like, mm-hmm. both of y'all have plastic surgery. They're still not quite right. Like, but
okay, so, but my whole thing, my issue with this whole thing is just like, Nicki, you already know what's up. You know what I'm saying? She's just doing her fucking job. She's still, it's facts. She's just repeating the facts that, you know, it's not like she's fabricating some bullshit. She's gathering the information. Her team went out there and gathered all the information that they had. And she's just repeating the facts about your man. I'm pretty sure you wouldn't feel no type of way if she was talking about another nigga. You know what I'm saying? Like, you just want to be mad. But because it's touching home and you have, like, it's touching you, now you have a problem with it. And now you trying to attack her her marital issues, talking about, oh, he was, you know what I'm saying? Like,
he was on an island. He wasn't. I listened to the show with Nikki. It's more like she's just going in on Wendy, and she's just like, you pay for his mistress' crib, her weaves. You was paying for everything.
Right.
The only time you had no problem with it until a baby was produced.
Right. But Nikki, but you're paying for everything now.
Oh.
You know what I'm saying? Oh. Like.
Wait, she addressed that too. She said, listen, she does not.
I don't give a fuck. Because this man don't have no type of, like, where he's getting his money from. Like,
he got out of jail a year ago.
We don't need to try to play those games. Like, we don't know what the fuck is going on. That, you have a fucking, how much was that wedding ring?
$1 million.
Right. The nigga don't have that to his name. Okay, so let's not try to throw those type of shade. Because my thing is, if you're going to throw shade that makes sense. You know what I'm saying? What you saying makes absolutely no sense. And then you want to make it seem like, oh, Kevin cheating is it was Wendy's fault. You know what I'm saying? It's not her fault that her man stepped out and was knee deep in some pussy. You know what I'm saying? It wasn't her fault. So my thing is, you better watch your mouth, Nikki, because at the end of the day, you just better hope your pussy is golden and that nigga don't be hopping on other pussy. That's what I'm saying. You know what I'm saying? Because that would be more embarrassing. That would be more embarrassing that you went and you was talking all this shit and then your nigga turn around and do the same shit to you. Like, at that point, shut off all your media and live out your rest of your days.
You listen, they said never underestimate a man's ability
right.
to embarrass the fuck out of you.
And you know, one thing about me, embarrassment is something that I can't swallow.
I can't come back from embarrassment.
Yeah. But,
okay, so both of them got real ugly to me.
They did.
They did. Okay, you admit that? Because at first you trying to act like what Wendy said, like, oh, it's
Wendy was Wendy is just doing what Wendy always do. She's bringing facts, and you know she throw her little shade, but it's not like everybody don't throw that type of shade as well. Nikki, what exactly are you upset about? Like,
that's what she. But what she's saying is, like, the media, all of us, even the consumers, we glorify murderers and killers. I ain't never heard nobody glorify a rapist, but, well, maybe he's not a rapist. It's, well, what is it?
A manslaughter?
No.
A sex offender?
Yeah, a sex offender. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. But then Nikki talked about that, too. She said that the girl ended up admitting that she had lied.
Right.
Her man was only 15 at the time. I'm not sure
how. They didn't have money. Right. I heard that. Right.
So, the girl admitted that she wanted to drop the charges. She lied. They was in a consensual relationship.
Right.
He didn't know her age, whatever. And the state was like, well, something is going to happen to you if you don't keep going on with this case. So, that's believable.
Right, right.
So, we can't really put that on him. But the moral to Nikki's story is that all the stuff that we glorify, then when a person who actually lives this lifestyle come into the spotlight, now y'all want to shame them.
I don't think she's shaming him. I think she's just bringing that shit up. It's facts. Your man did all that shit, or you
come
know.
On now, but y'all bringing it up in a negative way. Don't act stupid. Nobody Look. Is bringing it up to be like, oh...
Well, the thing about it, they're just talking about, okay, Nikki, you're successful, you're this, you're that, you know. I guess that's where she's trying to come from the whole, where she's like, oh, well, you know, good luck or whatever. You know what I'm saying? But again, like I said, everything is just fun shade. You talk shit about me, I talk shit about you. But then for Nikki to go as far as be like, yo, she's demonic. Like, oh, you know, Wendy's like, oh, that's coming from a demonic place. Like, it's never that deep, boo. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's, you're.
We know she's sensitive.
You going a little way too deep when you're talking about that, you know.
Like, and then in the same breath, she was like, you know, that's why you got to stay prayed up. And when you're a married woman, you got to be double prayed up. Because you got to pray for your husband. And you got to pray for yourself. I'm like, okay, girl.
I mean, she's changing. She's becoming a wife.
I get so confused when people do that, though. When they be like, God this, God that, and then in the same breath be cursing somebody out. Is you a changed person to die? I'll be getting it. But, so what do you think as far as when somebody has a past?
Mm-hmm. you know, redeemable. Listen, like, me personally,
can they come back?
You know, I was like dealing that. With somebody with a crazy past.
Do I? Oh,
you know what I'm saying? Like, he had a crazy past, but then the thing about it is he was definitely honest about it, and he told me about it. And for me, I was still interested in getting to know him and not, like, judge him based off what the fuck he had going on in his prior life. You know what I'm saying? Like, where we at now, we just moving forward. You know what I'm saying? The only bad thing about the whole situation is moving forward, it was still, like, a bunch of shit. That was resurfacing. So, it's just, like, at this point, I need to remove myself from the situation. And that's just that on that. So.
I don't know. I just feel like certain situations you can't come back from.
Like what?
Like, if somebody was ever a rapist or a sex offender, you'll always be that to me.
Okay.
I don't care how many prayers you done made.
What about somebody who killed somebody?
Hold on, I'm still on this rapist thing. No, because I've watched, like, documentaries about it, and most people who are rapists or sex offenders, they always say that if they had the chance to do it again, they will. So that's something I don't think people can.
They said that out their mouth.
Yeah, they did.
That's crazy.
So, like, certain stuff like that, I don't think people can come back from, because that's who you are.
Right.
And, like, you're not going to change. You'll probably hide it, you know? But eventually, that part of you will come out. So, no, that's not redeemable. I don't care how much time you serve. I can't.
So, do you think people.
Violent people. Mm-mm. Nope. You can't come back from that. I can't do it. The only way that we can excuse the violence is if it was literal
self-defense. Okay.
But if it wasn't, I want absolutely no parts at all. I know somebody who went to prison before for like stabbing somebody.
Oh, for real?
Yeah, and I was
they were trying to get with you?
We was friends. No, we was just friends. And I was just like, I was like, when they called me, you know, they was telling me the story. I'm like, because I had read about it. But then when they got out, they called me and told me the story. And I was like, I'm really happy you told me the story, because I really was never going to talk to you again.
Oh, shit.
Because, that's too violent. Right. You stabbed somebody. Like, you literally took a knife and stabbed somebody. To me, that's almost worse than just pulling the trigger.
Right.
That's
right.
More personal. That's violent
as
hell.
That's passionate.
Yeah, I can't do that. But, you know, when they told me the story, it was definitely self-defense. But
right. So, you can't fuck with people.
I can't fuck with violent people or sexual deviants. No. And and thieves.
I was just about to say, what about thieves? You know what I'm saying? Because let me tell you something about those, like,
sticky fingers.
Let me tell you something, because, bitch, if you could lie, you would steal. If you steal, you would kill.
Okay, so.
But
okay. What's the consensus? I always want to get to, like,
I mean,
people are not their past,
but just be careful. That's it. Be mindful that they do have a past, and if you see anything from the past resurfacing, then they still the same nigga.
And one thing about them cards, they always reveal themselves.
Right.
Do you want to stick around and find out what's on the other side?
I don't think so. You so damn dumb.
That's suspenseful.
But anyways, you know, John Witherspoon, you know, he passed
rest
away.
Rest in peace, y'all know.
Rest in peace to grandpa, uncle, the nosy neighbor, you know,
oh my gosh, what's your favorite quote from him?
I don't have a favorite
you
quote.
You win some, but you lose some.
Right.
But you live to fight another day. When you think you a man with that? You think you a man? Put that down. Come on. So...
It is sad to always see one of our
legends,
you know, go and, you know, send the condolences to his family and all that. But definitely, rest in peace.
Rest in peace. But one thing about, and you know what, it's like, that was one of the actors, because to me, I feel like he been old forever.
Right.
And it's just one of those people you don't even think. Everybody dies, but you just imagine don't like. Him yeah, to be
I didn't even know he had issues. I didn't know he had. He had health issues or whatever the hell he got, like, he had going on. I did not know.
Me neither.
So, when I woke up that morning, my mom was like, you know who? I was like, what? Mm-hmm. And then I had to go back and do my research and read up on, like, what he had going on. But it was just a very sad thing. You know, he was a comedian, an actor. Mm-hmm. So, you know, he passed away at the age of 77. God rest his soul.
He lived a semi-long life.
A good life. Okay. So.
And that's one thing about being an artist. You can always leave your imprint on this world, you
right.
know?
So because we're never going to forget that. So.
Yeah, so everybody, if you're good at something, or even if you want to do it and it has anything to do, whatever. Whatever you want to do, just do it. Make an impact on this world, and half of the shit going to be here forever.
Right.
So if people fuck with you, they can always go back and, like, we can always go back and watch his movies, right?
Right.
Mm-hmm. You're an artist, we can always go back and
listen to the music,
look at your paintings, like, whatever. Just put your imprint on this world, be you, do what you got to do so that we can enjoy it.
Enjoy you and still yeah. enjoy you after you're, you know what I'm saying?
So. Uh-huh. So if I leave, y'all just go back and listen to the pod.
Well, I'm not going to say that because I don't play with that shit. So, anyway.
It's just being
anyway,
real.
Anyway, I don't say shit like that. But
you never want to talk about death.
No, for what?
I'm obsessed. Okay, y'all. Let's get up out of here.
Anyways.
So much fun.
Until next time.
Toodles.